The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Tom.
An Atlanta legend. And again this season, he's only on one station.
And there it is. Career strikeout number 1,000.
Struck him out. Seven strikeouts through five.
And that's 300 wins for Tom Glavin.
It's the Tom Glavin Show.
Tommy.
Presented by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
All right, the man was in the booth on TV all weekend, so he had a different perspective of the Braves winning 2-3 against Cleveland. He's kind enough to join Chuck and Chernoff for his weekly engagement on The Fan. Tommy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great. Let me start with Chris Sale, that on television, he just looks nasty at times, just filthy. How did it look in person? And, I mean, it looks like the Chris Sale of pre-injuries.
I would say that for sure. You know, I mean, first time for me, really, getting to see him live. I've seen him on TV a lot, and it's pretty nasty. You know, I mean, I said during the broadcast, I think the day after he pitched, that, you know, it can't be a comfortable at bat for guys, you know, going up there. And certainly doesn't have an orthodox read. There are a lot of moving parts. He throws hard. The separation that he has between that fastball and that slider are really good. So, you know, there's a lot for a hitter to cover there, both in velocities and change of spin, so to speak. Yeah, I thought he looked great. I mean, if we're able to keep him healthy all year long and have that Chris Sale going into the postseason, I feel really good about that.
Let's talk about his tag team partner when it comes to the older guys. Charlie Morton was just as good on Saturday night with his 7 innings, 6 Ks. And we've asked you about Charlie before. The fact that his stuff still looks like this at 40 and the hint of him retiring every year is there. And I've been guilty of it, just like Braves fans. I'm like, this has got to be the last year for Charlie. Like, they're going to move on. Yet here he is still giving you a bunch of good stuff for a guy who's not asked to be a top of the rotation performer.
Well, absolutely. I mean, his stuff is just, you know, seemingly gets better, right? I mean, I know I did read something and I chuckled that, you know, I think his velocity was down a mile an hour and it's like, okay, you know, so what? But I feel like he kind of gets better as a pitcher every year. You know, I think he learns more and more how to use that breaking ball, you know, and it kind of makes the lack of velocity, which I chuckle at, less of an issue. But, you know, I feel like as he pitches, he just gets better and better.
So I'm watching Tarek Skubal pitch, and tell me if this sounds familiar. Fastball, got a changeup about 8 miles per hour slower, and he tries to widen the plate. He has faced 25, 27, 20, and then yesterday against KC, faced 26 batters. Is that enough for him to be Tom Glavin and take the 17 inches out?
I think for me, when I was doing my thing, you know, my separation was typically 8 miles an hour fastball changeup. I think there were times where if I wasn't feeling good physically, it might have been 10 because my fastball wasn't as good. But, you know, I think that separation is enough provided you're able to throw it where you want to and you have maintained. You have to have a hitter's respect for your fastball. And so long as you have that, then I think your off-speed stuff is that much more effective.
All right, Glav, I want to do something to tick you off. And it's not on purpose. I just know it will. So I'm looking at the league leaders in wins right now, and Tyler Glasnow is at the top, tied with Ranger Suarez, also tied with A.J. Minter. They all have 5 wins. Glasnow's thrown like 58 innings. Ranger's thrown like 53. A.J. Minter's thrown like 7 innings, and he's got 5 wins. That has to tick you starters off, doesn't it?
There's, you know what, like we were talking about over the weekend, when it comes to run support for certain guys, there's always got to be that guy. And I feel like in any given bullpen, there's always that guy that comes in and gets wins, you know. And I think it's more annoying when a guy comes in and blows a save or blows a hold, and then the team scores after that, and then he gets a win. But in AJ's case, that certainly hasn't been the case. He's just happened to have been the guy that's come in a tie game and pitched well and been the benefactor of the Braves scoring some runs after he's done.
All right, pitching school again, because I can't get enough of Mason Miller, A's closer, 103 with a slider, which is kind of normal. He says the reason the big improvement has come, he added a changeup. Talk about 103 and a slider, which the combination, 99 and a slider, I mean, it's still the combination, it's how you get your saves. But then throwing a changeup, what does that do?
Well, again, I think we talk about that a lot as it relates to starting pitchers, right? I think that anytime you have a guy who throws hard, like Spencer Strider, to me, is a good example. I've always felt like if Spencer was able to add an effective changeup, he'd go to another level. I think you can do that as a starter. I don't know how much you need it as a one-inning guy,
yeah.
Right? I think it's a great pitch for him if he can command it and he has the confidence in it, no question about it, because if you're trying to cover 103 and then he drops a 90-mile-an-hour slider, I mean, a changeup, that's a pretty big separation. And then you couple that with a devastating slider. Yeah, that's tough. But I think the problem for a reliever in a one-inning stint is finding places to use all those pitches, right? And I say all those pitches with only 3, but 3 pitches is a lot for a closer, you know? And I don't know how you get to him, but I would say that if he's got the effective fastball, the effective slider, and, oh, by the way, I can do this too, almost makes him unhittable, I would think.
All right, last thing from me. I was watching this Stoney, White Sox, Steve Stone, doing color.
He watched a lot of baseball this weekend.
No, right. Hush.
Yeah. I mean, Glav, my goodness.
Yeah, he said, it's FPB, fielding practice is boring, he says, but especially for a left-handed pitcher, he says, catching the throw as you're running to first, catching the throw from the infielder, he says, hardest thing to do for a left-handed pitcher. Talk about that, because that was another thing that the White Sox screwed up this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know that it's any harder than for a righty. You know, it's a hard play. You know, it looks easy. And I think, you know, let's take the Braves, for example, right? When you've got a gold glove first baseman over there who's fielding the grounders and is, you know, just feeding you a perfect toss every time, then it looks relatively easy, and it should. But, you know, all you need is a first baseman that holds on to the ball a fraction of a second too long, or a throw that it's a fraction of a second or a fraction of an inch or so out of the area that you're looking for. Where it becomes a problem is when you're having to find the baseball,
yep,
and the base at the same time, that's problematic.
So and miss the other guy's foot.
Key. Yeah, and it's a key. It's key that the first baseman gets you that ball as quickly as possible, so you have it in hand as you're trying to find the bag. When you're trying to do both, it's a problem.
Glav, you were in the booth all weekend, so you have a better perspective than me watching on TV. But Olsen hit a ball that I just have always seen get out. Riley hit a ball that he looked stunned that didn't get out. And I heard you guys talking about the wind. But here's where my spidey senses were raised, Glav. That looked like dead ball.
You're serious. I love it.
I mean, was the wind cranked up? Because Riley was legit shocked that his ball did not get out.
Well, we were shocked, too. I mean, he smoked that ball. I mean, he had two balls this weekend that he smoked. He had that one, I think 109 miles an hour. I think it was a Friday night, maybe, that died at the warning track, and then the other one, I think, yesterday. So, you know, yeah, I think so. And in fact, you know, our great production crew did that little breakdown where, you know, they said it would have been a home run had it not been for the wind. So, you know, I love a good conspiracy theory, and I'm not going to dismiss yours at the moment, but I think yesterday, or this weekend anyway, I think the wind played a factor. I haven't seen it blow that in from right or left field across to right field steadily like it did over this weekend. So I think that had a lot to do with it.
All right. I'll trust you. Glav, always great to talk to you, my friend. We'll do it again next week. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
There's the Hall of Famer, Tom Glavin, says no dead ball. The wind did it all to stop Olsen and Riley.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.